Thank you for calling customer support. You've reached Gabriel. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm glad you can talk where I can understand you. I was just on the phone with one of your other customer services. I had no idea what he was talking about. But anyway, my name is Judith Blankenhoger, and I had ordered your product online, and they said it was going to be $6 and some odd cents for each one. And when I got my bill, I was charged $6.79 or six something for each one, which was fine. But then they charged me $89 and some odd cents two times on my credit card. Well, when I read your ad on the phone, it did not mention no $89 or something that I was going to have to pay for this product. And I'm curious because you guys advertised it for $6 and something and then turn around and charge me $89 twice and the $6 and something. And that wasn't mentioned in the ad at all that you had on the internet. And I'm curious. I am absolutely furious. I don't want your product no more. I don't want to get your product anymore in the mail. And I want a refund for $89 and something.
All right. Can you provide me with your zip code?
22437.
And your first and last name?
Judith Blankenhoker.
And can you confirm your shipping address?
1243 Glebe Landing Road, Center Cross, Virginia, 22437.
All righty, just give me one moment here while I look over your account.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I do see here that your account is already canceled out here for the complex
keto. Yes, the other representative, I think, did that. I wasn't sure what he was doing. What does it mean it was canceled out? I was going to get this every month?
Yes, ma'am. So in the terms and conditions of the complex keto fat burner and the complex keto cleanse, it did state that it was just for the $7.49 and the $6.59 was just for a 14-day trial, and that after the 14 days, you will be billed the full amount for the product. It also did state that once billed full amount, it will become a monthly recurring charge. And if you did not want to be billed with that full amount.
Wait. So I would have taken the product for 14 days, right? And if I didn't like it, I was supposed to send it back?
No, ma'am, you could have just called the number that you called in today and requested to have your account canceled, and then you would not have been billed that $87.43 or that $89.65.
So I have been charged two times on my credit card for $87 and something twice, and then the second time $89 and something twice. Is that right?
No, ma'am, I'm just seeing one charge of $87.43 and one charge of $89.65. And then the charge for $7.49 shipping and handling and the $6.59 shipping and handling.
Uh-huh. Well, you need to cancel that shit out because I tell you what, I can't afford this. And that's not what when I've seen it on, it came through my email. And I saw it, and it seemed like a good deal. And it was misleading. It didn't say anything about no $87 or $89. You know, I can't afford this. I'm on a fixed income, and I can't even pay my bill this month.
Yes, ma'am,
I'm
sorry to hear that. But your account is fully canceled out, so you will not be billed any further or shipped any more products.
I know, but what about the credit I'm wanting back on my credit card?
Yes, ma'am. That is a valid charge, so I'm not able to tamper with that right now.
Do what?
It is a valid charge, seeing how it was stated in the terms and conditions that you will be billed at the end of the 14-day trial. So I'm not able to tamper with it right now.
Are you going to credit my account back or what?
No, ma'am. I was saying that it is a valid charge, so I cannot tamper with it right now.
Well, somebody needs to, because I can't afford it.
Yes,
and it was
ma'am.
Misleading, and
that.
I'm calling the Better Business Bureau to tell them what it's a scam. It's exactly what it is. It's misleading that you have on the Internet, and you're letting people think that they're only paying $6 or something a month, and then you turn around and charge them $87 and $89 in 1 month for two.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it was stated
that
it was
a
14-day trial, but I don't think going to the Better Business Bureau would be necessary. If you can just give me one moment here, I'll speak with my supervisor, and I'll see what we can do for you.
I would appreciate it because I cannot afford this shit, and it's misleading, and I will let the Better Business Bureau know about it, and I'll let them read the email that I got and also take in what I need to make proof that when y'all advertised it, it was misleading.
All righty. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I go speak with my supervisor?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. All right, ma'am. So after speaking with my supervisor, I have been authorized to give you a 35% refund for those charges.
I appreciate it. Now, when will I see it on my bill that you credited?
If it does not post today, then it will post in about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. And I'll check with my credit card company to find out if I have gotten that credit. If I have it, then I will proceed to call the credit bureau and let them know what's going on. I'm sorry to have to threaten people like this to do this, but you don't explain yourself on the Internet when you're advertising this product. And, it's just not right. It's like a scam. You leave the small words out for how much you're going to be charged on your credit card, and the person don't know it until they get their bill the next month or the following month or whatever, and it's uncalled for. See, I thought I was only paying $6 and something.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry that you feel that way, but it was stated in the terms and conditions about that trial, but I am in the process of getting those refunds applied for you, so if you can just give me one moment here.
What are you doing?
I'm not saying that I'm getting those refunds processed for you, and then I'm going to have to
Oh,
notate
okay.
your
Thank
account.
you. All right. And by all means, cancel the account.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
All right, ma'am. So on that last call, did you receive a cancellation number when your account was canceled out?
Did I what?
Did you receive a cancellation number when the last agent canceled your account out?
No, because I couldn't understand the man.
All righty. Well, do you have a pen and paper ready for your cancellation number, and I can get that out issued to you today?
Yes. Okay. I'm ready.
All right, so there's going to be C as in cancel, 59.
All right.
You got
okay.
The 59?
59, what else?
And then 915, C as in cancel.
Uh-huh.
284, D as in dog.
Okay, C. 59915 C284D.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Alrighty.
So
thank
what
you
do
for...
I use this if I don't find if another charge comes on my credit card? So this is the number I need to know when I call you back to let you know you goofed again, right?
Yes, ma'am. All right, that is the number that you
okay.
provide to your bank as well, just to let them know that this, in case they ask for it, and let them know that this subscription is
all
fully
right,
canceled out.
In other words, it'll go to my credit card company, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your help, and I'm sorry to be so upset that, you know, I'm on a fixed income, and I just can't afford this, and the whole thing was misleading, and I don't know if you've got other people out there saying the same thing or what, but this has gone too far. It really has. I feel like I've been really gypped, and you know, it's just not right that y'all how you're advertising your product. You're leaving this fine print out where people don't understand it, and I'm sorry that I can't afford it. And I appreciate your help today.
No problem. So your account is fully canceled out and you will not be billed or shipped any more products. So thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.